There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Super cheeky of you, by the way. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Johnny Salad from the Am I Wrong subreddit and says, am I wrong for being blindsided by a friend's birthday dinner costing me $1,100? Absolutely not. But slow down, Mark. Let's read the story first. So, Opie says birthday dinner for a friend cost $540 per person. My wife and I were invited to a major city to celebrate a friend's 40th. There were 2 days in the schedule, but we could only attend one because of my work schedule. We went to a fancy dinner and expected it to be over the top and expensive because it's their 40th birthday, and they have high-paying jobs and like to splurge. We met everyone at dinner at a fancy restaurant and found out it was a family-style 6-course meal. When the check came, our friend's wife put it all on her card, and we assumed the bill would be split up afterwards. We knew it would be expensive, but we were okay with it. Went out for drinks after, slept at our hotel, and drove back the next day. Today, our friend's wife messages us the total, minus tax and gratuity. Split between the 13 of us was $540 per person. We figured on the high end because we'd spend maybe half that for both of us. We really thought more like $300 total for both of us based on the quality of the food. I'm pretty offended that it wasn't communicated ahead of time that this meal was going to be a fucking mortgage payment. What do I do here? Edit 1, we expect to spend a lot of money going out with these friends. We've gone out several times where an evening cost us $250 to $300 per couple, but never anything like $1,100 just for dinner. Edit 2, thanks everyone for the comments. This got a much bigger response than I thought it would. I want to respond to some common comments on here. We truly did not expect the host to pay for dinner. Based on previous events and dinners with this group, we expected to pay for our own meal and drinks. When the bill came, the host, birthday boy's wife, grabbed the bill and paid it with her card. We were surprised that it looked like she was paying. But now, a couple of days later, she is sending out bills to couples for their portion of an even split of the dinner. It was not discussed that there would only be one check for the group. Some of our other friends who came with us and were in on all the same communications leading up to this dinner were also completely surprised by the total amount of the meal. If it matters, they are very well off and still got sticker shock. This is validating for me because they've been with us in this group for many years with this couple and did not expect this outcome. They got a bill for both nights that totaled just shy of $2,000 for food and drinks on tabs that were paid, at the time, by the host couple. For those saying we should have asked ahead of time, I guess this is where I get hung up. We were anticipating a range based on many meals with this group, including birthday dinners. Why would we reach out to the host and ask? This isn't going to cost us more than $1,000, is it? When every past experience was substantially lower, 60 to 70% less. We haven't asked for an itemized receipt yet, but looked up the cost of the family-style dinner per person. Based on what we ate and drank, our total would come to right around $700. To be honest, I would have been surprised by that amount, but we were asked to pay $400 more than that, and I think, as many have pointed out, we're getting charged for others' wine choices. We will either just send that amount or ask for an itemized bill, as many have recommended. I believe our next course is, as many have recommended, to pay for what we have had and distance ourselves from these people or just never accept another invitation. Edit 3. My wife contacted the restaurant and it turns out there is a minimum per person charge that works out to $530 after tax and gratuity for reservations the size of our group. This is $200 per person more than we consumed, and the host never told us about it, even when contacting us for payment. The host would have been aware prior to inviting us, because she'd had to agree to it for the size of group. The restaurant doesn't do reservations for that size of party and has to make special arrangements. So there was a couple of comments with responses from AP. One commenter said, I would need proof before I paid $1,100 for dinner. Another commenter says, I have a feeling the host ordered some expensive wine which jacked up the price of the dinner. OP says, I did see some bottles of wine come out. My wife and I had two cocktails each. Another commenter says, not wrong, not the arsehole. I don't know if things are usually different in the upper echelons of society, but to us peasants and peons, planning for expensive things means communicating accurate and prompt expected costs beforehand. OP says, the funny thing is that while these people are well off, I know people that have way more money, Wall Street, vacations in Italy, second home in New England, and would never assume that everyone in the party would be down for a $500 to $550 per person without discussing it first. And another comment says, to be fair, people who host who are actually rich would pay for the whole thing, not split the bill. If I invite my friends to an event for my birthday, I cover the whole bill. It's pretty tacky to invite people to celebrate your birthday and stick them with a $1,000 bill. With all the extra edits and stuff going on, it kind of felt like, you know, and she paid the bill up front and then sends out just bills to everyone without it being itemized at all, not so no one knows what they're actually paying for. It feels like there's probably, like some of the comments saying, a lot of expensive drinks on that bill, a lot of wine that OP and partner probably didn't drink any of, because it says they only drank like a couple of cocktails each. And in a restaurant where the bill for 13 people is coming over $7,000 here, I imagine there's going to be some expensive wine there too. Obviously, I don't know the full ins and outs, but that's the way it feels to me. But OP did update their post and says, first off, if you're interested in the full story, please check the original post. We, my wife and I, wish we had done more research, of course. We didn't, because we'd gone to plenty of expensive, to us, meals with this couple from anywhere from $100 to $300, with $300 being the absolute most we've ever spent, and have an expectation that our friends would communicate if something was going to be substantially different than what we are used to. Our mistake. The majority of the comments mirrored our feelings that this minimum or even the average ticket price of the restaurant should have been communicated by the host ahead of time, and that this lack of communication is bizarre and pretty tacky. There were lots of comments saying that we should have looked up the menu, etc. And obviously in hindsight, we wish we had. The reality is that even if we had looked at the menu, this was, unbeknownst to us, a special event, and our host selected a prefix menu with a table minimum that they did not communicate to us or anyone else. Other guests in our group were just as surprised by the final amount. Many other comments said not to pay them at all, which I could not seriously consider. Even though I'm upset by the situation, I totally intend to pay our own way. Just not be stuck paying for other people's expensive tastes. Which is why we ended up texting the host that we were very surprised by the total price and asked to see a copy of the receipt. To her credit, she sent it right away. It confirmed the minimum price for the table and that others in the group had ordered very expensive wine and drinks that brought the overall bill up and above the minimum. We added up our total, which hilariously comes to $666. So that's what we're sending them. Approximately $430 less than what they initially requested. Not sure where this leaves the friendship, but we won't be accepting dinner invitations anytime soon. My wife and I had a blast reading your responses and appreciate all of your perspectives. We'll be cooking dinner at home for a while. Scotty comes straight in and says, $666, the mark of the feast. And I kind of felt partly like some OP said at the start that they should have checked, you know, the menu, etc., you know, scoped it out. I kind of agree with that as well. I think that's something I would do beforehand for sure, just to make sure it's something I actually like the food there for one. There's many restaurants that look like just serve a lot of fish dishes and I can't deal with the smell being in that when I'm trying to eat other food. And I have a friend that invites me and some other friends to go to London to a particular restaurant he likes on some expensive street, you know, and it's just the prices are way out of my range. And I know just in general, the atmosphere is not something that I would enjoy. And there's many people that will get into it. So, I'm not criticizing it at all, but I just know it wouldn't be for me at the same time. But I could also see where people are coming from, you know, expecting the host to relay some information here. To be splitting that kind of bill like that when they haven't spent that amount of money, I'd be embarrassed to send that bill to someone, expecting someone to pay $400 more than what they ate and drank that night is just absolutely insane to me. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And this one comes from the Am I Wrong subreddit. It does have an update as well from HeftyHumor5119 and says, "Am I wrong for resenting my pregnant sister? I, 31 female, am getting married in September to my longtime love. I have a twin sister, Sarah, 31 female, and an older sister, Claire, 33 female, who are both my matrons of honor. My older sister, Claire, got married in 2017, and my twin, Sarah, got married in 2019. The three of us are close, and we get along generally pretty well, but my twin and I tread lightly around Claire. For example, Claire got married in April 2017 and was infuriated with Sarah for getting engaged in May after she got married herself. Said she was stealing her thunder. It was a huge deal at the time, but Sarah was gratuitous about it and we swept it under the rug. Fast forward to 2023. My sister Claire has been trying to get pregnant for a while, 2 years, and it's finally happened for her. I was overjoyed to hear the news. Sarah called me the same day and she told me she was also pregnant and I was over the moon. Claire is devastated that Sarah is pregnant and is being extremely bitter about the ease of which it happened and the fact that she's having a baby at all. Claire is demanding that Sarah tell no one, that Claire should get first dibs on bridesmaids' dresses and is claiming that Sarah is stealing her thunder again. Claire lives hundreds of miles away and is demanding that she have two separate showers, one of which is in the town that Sarah and I live in, and is excluding her from it. Claire also made a ginormous deal about her own wedding, bridal shower and bachelorette. I spent a ton of time and money and flew over for her trip. She was not even excited when I got engaged, acted like she didn't want to be on my bachelorette, and is responsible for planning my bridal shower, and has basically not lifted a finger and is delegating to everyone else. I find it hypocritical that she says everyone else is stealing her spotlight when she's actively not interested in me and my wedding and won't let Sarah be happy about anything, ever. Am I wrong for being very resentful of Claire and wishing I had never asked her to be co-matron of honor? Edit, both sisters are due early next year, 3 weeks apart from each other. And we're starting the comments with Kitchen, who says, no, not at all. I can understand her being a little envious of the other sister getting pregnant so easily, especially if they've been trying for over 2 years. But what makes us adults and not children is our ability to rise above our feelings and use rational thinking to be happy for others. All this stealing my thunder bullshit is just that, BS. She wants a continuous stream of attention and life just doesn't work that way. Life is all about give and take and it sounds like she hasn't figured that out yet. Trey Ryan says, sounds like eldest child syndrome complicated by being the older sister of twins. In short, she feels she was never given enough attention because at the age of 2, there were 2 new babies in the house that grew up to be best friends with each other instead of her, as well as getting more attention than her by virtue of being twins. Your older sister could probably benefit from some therapy because this seems like an unhealthy obsession to be the center of attention. Tania says, my take, and I'm not being mean, but your twin has had to share every birthday. So give her own shower and make it the best ever. Shout her pregnancy from the rooftops. She deserves to be celebrated. Your other sister can deal with it. Maybe tell her to make her announcement first. Then a couple of weeks later, your twin can do hers. But under no circumstances should she not tell people. And one more comment from Porcelain Thunders, who says, not the asshole. It riled me up and I don't even know her. I, 38 female, have four sisters. I'm the oldest of females, and if any of them acted like this, I'd be ashamed of them and would put them in their place. I think it's ridiculous that Claire thinks the world revolves around her. Her wedding should always be the spotlight, her pregnancy, her. I understand wanting to be the spotlight on your wedding and wanting everyone to be excited and celebrate your pregnancy. You want to have all the glory and joy. Not only are you two not allowed to, and your twin has to not announce her pregnancy, she cannot even show any enthusiasm for either of you. She can get her a pretty tall ladder for a baby shower. That way you can help her off that very high horse she seems to be on. Yeah, and for me, initially coming into this one, I was thinking, wow, yeah, she just does sound exhausting, right? But the comments did certainly get me thinking about when they was talking about the twins and how she may have grown up and she may need therapy because of it. Maybe she didn't get that attention when she was younger because of the twins and they grew up as friends, etc., etc. Not excusing the behavior as always, but it was just an interesting thought. But around 7 months later, Opie comes in with an update and says, my twin sister Sarah, female 32, gave birth to a son over 3 months early in a second trimester due to a severe case of preeclampsia. I received a call on Friday evening saying her blood pressure spiked, which was resulting in kidney and liver failure and borderline seizure. They put her on these crazy meds and held off delivering for 2 days. She ended up giving birth via emergency C-section to a tiny, under 2-pound baby boy. It's been one fucking hell of a journey, with both of them nearly dying. But I could not be happier to report they are still recovering and baby will be home soon, 4 months later, but alive and on their way to being permanently much better. Update part is that my older sister Claire, 33 female, happened to be having a second baby shower that I would have left for the next day, Saturday, that same weekend. When I called her to tell her my plans had changed due to our sister Sarah being in hospital on the verge of death, trying to hold off delivering her baby in her second trimester, Claire's reaction was to break down in tears. It is not what you are thinking. I call Claire and tell her, I'm worried about Sarah and the baby and they both might die due to severe preeclampsia. And she says okay through her tears. Not a care in the world about sister and baby, and she hung up on me. My mum calls her next and tries to explain that she won't make it to said second baby shower, and sister flips out saying she is disowning her and that she doesn't need us because she has a husband's family now. At this point, we are all, cousin, friends and aunt included, like what the fuck? But obviously, my concern is on twin. The whole weekend, Claire's husband is calling and asking if we are okay. Borderline apologizing for Claire's behavior, making sure everyone is contacted by him. He's not that type of guy in our family, but he did the right thing, so kudos to him. Throughout the next several days, Sarah and baby were recovering in the hospital. Claire refused to speak to any family, didn't reach out to Sarah or husband, and did not even send flowers to the hospital after she asked me for the address. After all of this, Claire just had her baby a week later at over 8 pounds and super healthy, able to go home within 2 days and never once separated from baby. Claire has not said a word about any of this to anyone, no apologies or anything. I've not confronted her yet, since I've been so focused on Sarah and her recovery and her baby. But it's just wildly out fucking rageous behavior, and most of my family is ready to cut Claire off for good. Would I be wrong to stay silent on this and let Mum and Sarah confront her? Or should I take one for the team? Another update was indeed happily married to my love in September. A commenter said to OP after this, that he said, it's so confusing how you three were so close until Sarah got engaged. Is that when this behavior started? OP said, Claire has always needed to be better than me and Sarah. I'm soft-spoken and passive and really live a small and simple life. Claire is wildly jealous of S and her accomplishments. We all three have been close though genuinely. at different times in different stages. Sarah and I are twins and live closer, but we all three have a group text and we talk every day, and she's included in our birthdays and all other events. Could we have done better? Sure, but genuinely have tried very hard, at least I have, to never make Claire feel left out. I've talked to her in the past to say please come to me and we can all even schedule time separately. And I think most of the people were saying, you know, Claire sounds absolutely exhausting and they wouldn't blame people for cutting her out of their lives, etc. And, you know, people need to stop enabling her, blah, blah, blah. Other people were going down this route of the twin route and she's resentful of them being twins because maybe there was some parental alienation, you know, just the usual stuff that goes on in the comments below. And for me, it definitely felt like there was something more going on there. As always, I feel like I always have to say this, not excusing any of the behavior at all. And sometimes assholes are just assholes, right? So I don't fully know, but it just felt to me like there's something more there. But what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. And, you know, it changes the channel every single day. So thank you for doing you. Thank you for clicking that like. Thank you for sharing it with friends and getting involved on the podcast side of things as well. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.